Chazor zeichen nishba ches shlagim from Yehudim zeichen megillah daf chav ches. Zokt gemara tamidim eskram the chunya ben akona why he married a long life. He told them, I never got honor for the from the shame of my friend, as when Rav Huna would not allow Rav Chana ben Chani Eloi to carry a shovel, if it would be embarrassing for Rav Chana. He said, my friend's curse never came into bed with me, meaning as Marzutra, who would forgive everyone before he went to bed. He said, and I was very easygoing and giving with my money, like Eo, who was very giving with his money. Rav Akiva eskram the chunya why he married a long life. His servants chased Rav Akiva, thinking he was being disrespectful. Rav Akiva climbed the tree to escape and then asked a question which showed that he was a Talmud Chacham. So Rav Nechumya instructed his servants to leave him alone. He then told Rabbi Akiva, listen, I never accepted gifts like Rav Lazar would do based on the pasuk of Sani Batonis Yechia. I never looked for retribution against those who wronged me, as Rava says that one who doesn't seek retribution is rewarded by Hashem, not seeking retribution for the person's sins. And I was very easygoing, giving with my money. Rebbe asked Rabbi Shuman Karcha why he married a long life. Rabbi Shuman asked him, do you begrudge me that I have a long life? Rabbi said, no, it's Torah, I want to learn from you. Rabbi Shuman told him, I never looked at the face of a Rasha, which Rabbi Yechin says is actually usher to do. And Rabbi Lazar says causes one to lose his eyesight, as we find by Yitzchak, which was caused by looking at Esav, his lack of Yitzchak's eyesight, and due to the curse that Abimelech gave to Sarah. When Rabbi was leaving, he asked for a bracha. Rabbi Shuman said, Hashem should allow you to live to half my years. Rabbi asked, why not all your years? He answered, because you can't live as long because your children have to be able to take over as Nasi. The Mar says, Avo bar ihi and Minyamin bar ihi, each said something. One said that he will be rewarded for never looking at a guy, the other said he'll be rewarded for never entering into a partnership with a guy. Tamid the Master of Zeri, why he married a long life. He said, I never got angry in my house. I never walked in front of someone who was greater than me. I never thought of Torah in the dirty alleyways. I never walked more than 4 amas without learning or without wearing tefillin. I never slept in the base medrash, even a nap. I was never happy at the downfall of my friend. And I never called a friend by a nickname or by his family name. Zak, the Mishnah of Yehuda, also said, if a shul lay in ruins, we may not eulogize ordinary people in it. We may not twist ropes in it or do any other work in it. We may not set traps in it. We may not spread fruit to dry in its roof. We may not use it as a shortcut. This is learned from the pasuk that suggests that even after a shul is destroyed, it retains kedusha. If the ruined shul becomes overgrown with grass, the grass should be left there so that people should be pained by it and daven to Hashem to have the shul restored. Zok Gemara Braisa says, one may not conduct himself with leitzonis in the Beis HaKnesses. One may not eat or drink there. One may not adorn himself there. One may not go for a walk there. One may not go in there for shelter from the sun or the rain. And he may not give a hesped for an individual in it. However, one may read from Tanakh in the Beis HaKnesses. One may learn Mishnayos there. And one may make a hesped for the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is only while the Beis HaKnesses is still in use. However, once it's destroyed, it should be left alone and should be allowed to become overgrown to cause pain to those who see it. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he's qualifying a statement of the Tanakhama, but the Tanakhama never said anything about grass. Mar says the Mishnah should be read that the Tanakhama said that a shul should be cleaned and swept to prevent grass from growing there. Rabbi Yehuda then added that if the shul is destroyed, the grass should be left as is. Avasi said the shuls of Babel were built with a stipulation to allow mundane things to be done there, but still, one should not act with lightheartedness in them, which includes even making calculations there. Rasi said a shul which is used to make calculations in will eventually be used to keep the dead overnight, referring to a mace mitzvah. Rava said, although the Braisa said one may not adorn himself in a base medrash, Tamid HaChacham are allowed to do so. The Braisa said one may not use a shul as a shelter from rain or sun. The Gemara says, Ravina and Rav Adar Bar Masna were asking Rava a question of learning and began to pour. They moved into a shul and continued the discussion there. They said, we're not going into the shul as shelter from the rain. We're going because we can't concentrate while standing in the rain, so we're going in there to help us learn better. Rav Achan, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, if one needs to call someone from the base medrash, what should he do, since he should only enter if he intends on learning there? So what has he go in and call someone? Rav Ashi answered, whatever his learning is, he should go in and learn something while he's inside. If he's not capable of learning, he should ask a child to repeat a pasuk for him while he's inside. If that's not even possible, he should at least wait inside the shul a little bit before leaving, not just walk in and walk out. What's considered to be a tzibberdik hespit? So Rav Chista mentioned it's a hespit for someone like a member of Rav Sheshes' family, where everyone would come out for the respective Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes motioned that the same would be for a family member of Rav Chista. Raphram gave a hespit for his daughter-in-law in a shul. He said, my honor and in her honor, everyone's going to come based for that. Rav Zeri gave the same explanation when he gave a hesped for one of the rabbanon in the shul. Rav Shlakish gave a hesped for a young Talmud Chacham who would come to Eretz Yisrael and teach Mishnayos. He said, woe is to Eretz Yisrael that has now lost a great man. Rav Nachman was asked to give a hesped for a person even more learned than the man that was just mentioned in this previous story. He refused, saying that the man was actually not that great. The Gemara says, look at the difference between the people of Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shlakish, who were accused of being haughty, and the righteous people of Babel, Rav Nachman. Amisha says that one who uses the crown of Torah will pass from this world. Rish Lakish says this refers to one who uses a person who even learns Mishnayos, which is the crown of Torah. Ula says one is better off using one who has learned 4 of the 6 Sidrus of Mishnayos, that rather than one who has taught four of the six Sidrus. We find that Reish Lakish was once upset when he found out that a person who was carrying him over a pool of water was someone who had learned four of the six Sidrus of Mishnayos. The person said he was happy to carry Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish then taught him in Halacha and said, fine, now if you're my Talmud, fine. The Yeshiva of Eliyahu taught. We learn from a pasuk of Halichas Olam Loi that one who learns Halacha every day is certain to go to Olam Haba. We read the pasuk as saying, Halachas Olam Loi. I'll take your Halichas, Ella Halachas.